This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we're joined now by Captain Darryl Carpenter, RealScreamers.com. Darryl, we got a lot of questions for you. Hope we get time to get them all in. First of all, I did want to talk about the creation of the artificial reef known as Hotel Sid. You and I fished it as a platform. You probably fished it very frequently. Tell us about that area, where it's located, and when's the best time to fish it, and how do you fish it?
Well, Don, Sid is located right off of the Barataria Waterway, just to the east of the Barataria Waterway. And, it, hey, man, look, when it was a platform, it was a darn good spot. I mean, it's always attracted fish. It's always had fish. Probably March or April through about November. It's, you know, off and on. It's a good spot. It just depends on the tide, how everything's moving, where the bait's at, and everything else. But I texted you the other day. I didn't know you were going to be on the boat, but what, 10 minutes before y'all showed up, I finished out a limit of fish right there before y'all showed up and left just a few minutes before you.
You were fishing by the barge.
I was fishing probably 50, 60 feet from the barge. In fact, we were picking on them when they were hanging the banners. We kept telling them, no, that's crooked. Redo it.
Well, sorry we missed you there. But I do remember that one trip that was outstanding where we had the pogies. And, boy, we just wore them out that day on the pogies. And, you know, the date of that trip, I think, was June 12th. So this is not too far beyond that. If you can get a hold of some pogies and go out there, you're liable to do well with them.
Well, look, yeah. I mean, because at Hotel Sid, even though the structure's gone, we still catch them there occasionally on carks. Most of it's now on bottom. Nothing. There is, I mean, and we talked about this for many, many years offshore. Nothing beats a reef that breaks the surface, that goes from the bottom to the surface. But the next best thing is at least leave a dirty bottom, and that's what's happened at Hotel Sid. They've left a dirty bottom, so it still attracts fish.
Darryl, did you know the origin of the name Hotel Sid? I did not, but I learned it.
I do not, and I'd be interested in hearing this.
Do you know a guy named Sidney Bourgeois?
Do not.
Sidney Bourgeois is related to Joe Bourgeois, who has since passed on, the owner of Joe's Landing down in Lafitte. And Sidney and another guy were fishing that platform, and they had some bad weather. So they tied up and got on the platform to weather the storm. Somebody didn't put a good knot or something on the line, and the boat drifted off. They spent, I think, 2 days. This is before cell phones, or they didn't have any radios, nothing. I think they spent a couple of days on that before they were rescued, and they named it Hotel Sid because he spent the night sleeping there.
It must have been a good venture because it stuck.
It did, and it's there today, and it's actually named after him. So in addition to now, it's called Raising Cane's Hotel Sid Reef because it's, $100,000 from Todd Graves. Very generous of him to make that. Also, I got this question. Somebody saw Tommy Vedrine fishing flatboat reef, catching monster trout. I imagine you familiar with flatboat reef down there?
Well, there you go. That's another one of those things that everybody has a different name for different things. If they saw Tommy Vedrine, heck, I ain't seen him in a couple of years. I think he's over in Mississippi or somewhere now, but I have no idea what they're talking about on flatboat reef.
Yeah, well, they said that was more out of Shell Beach, but when I saw Tommy Vedrine's name, I said, well, maybe it was Grand Isle because that's where he earned his fame, but yeah, as you said, he's moved away. So that flatboat reef may be somewhere between the Mississippi-Louisiana line. But yeah, you know, somebody might say they had an old sunk flatboat, so they called it. Remember that flatboat, the reef with the flatboat? It ends up flatboat reef. Somebody had a bottle of whiskey. They call that Whiskey Bay. You know, the names are just crazy how they get assigned. All right, I got another question.
Yeah, I've heard
several. Go ahead.
I've heard a flatboat pass over there in the Breton Sound, in the border region, but I don't know.
That might be it. All right, I got this is from several people. You know, Ride the Bull is next Saturday. So tell us what the situation is in Caminata Bay and Caminata Pass as far as the bullfish, redfish.
As I was leaving, right around dark, I guess yesterday afternoon now, as I was leaving on the shrimp boat, we passed a couple of people that were coming out of the pass, and they did report that they were catching bull reds this weekend, or yesterday. So, yeah, the bulls are starting to move in. Don, it's been a little bit of a strange week around here. I mean, I'm talking 4:30 in the morning, we get on the boat. The water temperature down here is still 92, 93 degrees. I'm talking about overnight water temperature, 92, 93 degrees. So it's still a little bit warm. I noticed, you know, we shrimped all night long looking for bait, looking for eating shrimp up until about an hour and a half ago. And I noticed that we're starting to catch, you know, pockets here and there of pogies. It's something we hadn't seen a whole lot in the bay here. I mean, usually I can stand on my dock. We talked about Hotel Cid. Usually I can stand on my dock and cast net pogies all night long. It's something that we haven't seen very much this summer. You know, you've got, and I guess something, you know,
we got to go. We're up against the clock. The big train's coming, so I got to go. I'll tell people how to get you when we come back after the top of the hour break, and we'll catch up with you next week. That's Darryl Carpenter of RealScreamers.com.